Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Fortcast, the official podcast of Fort Healthcare. I am your host, Dr. Michael Anderson, ear, nose, and throat doc and president and CEO of Fort Healthcare. With me today, I have Dr. Tom George, who's part of our Fort Healthcare team. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Anderson, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
The pleasure is all ours. So most people know I've been with Fort Healthcare for roughly 20 years. And Dr. George, if you could just give us a little bit of an introduction on yourself and how long you've been with Fort Healthcare and what role you have in the organization.
At Fort Healthcare, I've been here 3 years. I am originally from the northwest suburbs of Illinois, but then I moved to Ottawa as a hospitalist. And I did that for 6 to 7 years. And during that time, I also had a clinic and slowly transitioned into leadership at the same time as a hospitalist. As I moved to Fort Healthcare 3 years ago, I took on this position as the medical director of inpatient services here at Fort Healthcare. And since then, I have planted my roots in the community. I brought my family over, and I can't say anything more about the community than because I just became part of it. And it's been great ever since I moved here. I also work as a hospitalist here for the past 3 years and kind of helped build this program that we have currently at Fort Healthcare.
I tell you, it's wonderful to have you. So that is a perfect segue into what our topic is today on this episode of the Fortcast. We are going to talk about what exactly is a hospitalist. So I've been around for a little bit now. I started med school way back in 1994, finished my training in 2003, and been with Fort Healthcare ever since. And we never had hospitalists. I don't think even the term was even invented at that time. So Dr. George, you mentioned a couple of times that you are a hospitalist here at Fort Healthcare. So what, if you could just give us a definition on what a hospitalist is, that would be great.
Hospitalist, the name itself kind of tells you what it is. Hospitalists are physicians, works in the hospital, takes care of inpatient hospital stay of patients. As an example, let's say a person or patient walks in through those doors of the ER. The ER physician initially evaluates the patient. And once his or her evaluation is done, the ER physician calls the hospitalist or the physician that works upstairs, calls them and collaborates a plan either to admit or discharge the patient. And once the hospitalist decides to admit that patient to his or her service, the care starts then by the hospitalist till the day the patient gets discharged.
Okay, so let's touch base on that. So a hospitalist by definition is a physician. We also have a nurse practitioner who's on the hospitalist team, but it's a physician that has care, takes care of our inpatient population 24/7, 365. So there are physicians that only exist to take care of that inpatient population. Is that correct?
Correct. So traditionally, we had primary care physicians who took care of patients in the hospital. I believe it's been 3 to 4 decades since this term hospitalist came on board, where the healthcare system realized that we need physician presence 24/7, 365 days a year. And ever since advent of hospitalists has occurred, the care has just been the best care. I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, that primary care providers did not give the best care. However, having physician presence and at the same time, having a provider there to answer nursing questions as well as family questions that family might have in regards to their patients or their loved ones makes a big difference. You have to understand, traditionally, we had primary care physicians who saw patients in the clinic, and then they usually saw their own patients in the hospital. And that only happened after they rounded on their patients during the day. So this changed how healthcare system looked at the workflow of how patients were cared. And it's just been great ever since hospitalists came on board.
I think as time has gone on in the medical environment and healthcare in the United States, we have an aging population. Medicare has an increase in enrollees, thousands every single day. And a lot of these patients, they need 24/7 access to a physician. When they come into the hospital, our primary care colleagues that work on an outpatient, they are being inundated with patients as well. So it really comes down to a resource allocation. There's just not enough physicians and providers to be able to extend seamlessly from the clinic to the inpatient services. And therefore, healthcare as an industry has moved towards the hospitalist model to give that high acuity, moment-to-moment care on an inpatient setting, much like what happened a few decades ago where primary care physicians a lot of times staffed emergency rooms. And now emergency rooms have emergency room physicians, all for the same reason. And so the hospitalist, their role has grown within healthcare immensely. And it's been a wonderful value add for our patients and our community to have that point of care 24/7, because questions do come up, situations come up, that immediate care need is very, very real. So the hospitalist team is really invaluable to the delivery of top-notch care for our community. So Tom, if you could please speak to kind of what is the training of a hospitalist?
Hospitalists are primarily internal medicine trained physicians. However, we do have family medicine trained physicians that go into hospitalist work. And that is usually at rural community hospitals. We do 3 years of residency. After your residency in internal medicine, you either decide, do you want to go the route of hospital medicine or do you want to do primary care? These internal medicine trained physicians might also choose to go into subspecialties like cardiology, nephrology, endocrinology, whatever it might be.
So a med student goes in and does an internal medicine residency. And for those who don't know, the residencies, that is the training that every physician receives in a given field after medical school. And they can range anywhere from 3 years to, if you had a fellowship on top of it, up to 9-10 years after you graduate medical school. So internal medicine, by and large, is a 3-year residency. And once that person concludes their internal medicine residency, they can decide to become a hospitalist versus being an outpatient internist or primary care physician. Or they can choose, so they're basically three doors, and they can choose to become a specialist in any given field like cardiology or GI and so on and so forth. So what I have seen, and maybe you can give me your thoughts on this, Dr. George, is a lot of internal medicine residents are going into hospitalist medicine to the point where it's very, very difficult to find an outpatient internist. Would you agree with that?
I would 100% agree with that. I remember with my residency program itself, 90% of the providers went into a subspecialty. The rest actually went into hospitalist work. None whatsoever went into primary care. So that speaks volume. And we are really deficient at primary care providers. And that's why that need for family medicine comes in. So a lot of family medicine providers are going into primary care, which is great for our community and need more primary care providers.
Yeah, no, we can't stress that enough, that our family medicine and primary care colleagues, boy, do they have a lot of outpatient demand. Where the hospitalist team comes in is when somebody gets admitted to the hospital and needs that 24/7 moment-to-moment physician treatment. That's where the hospitalist team comes into play. And it's a wonderful use of resources because our primary care colleagues on the outpatient side, they have more than enough to do and then some. So it's good to have the hospitalist team. So the training, I think, in the internal medicine world seems to really be shifting to hospitalist medicine. It's very hard to find an outpatient internist. I think we had at least 5 of them when I started here back in 2003. Now we're just down to a couple. And so it is definitely an ever-changing, evolving healthcare delivery model where the internist has now basically said, hey, we're going to take care of the inpatient care of people. And so are you part of the decision-making process? So you said initially a patient comes into the emergency room, gets evaluated. And if the emergency room physician thinks, hey, I think this patient needs to come into the hospital, take us through that process, the actual admission process.
So once that collaboration happens with the ER physician in regards to the admission, the hospitalist will decide what level of care this patient should receive. It could be ICU level of care, or it could be just a medical care. That patient might be just admitted to the medical floor. So that's where Fort Healthcare, we are a 4-bed ICU facility. So we will, if by any chance there's a patient that needs much more closer monitoring, we'll make that decision to admit that patient to the ICU and then slowly de-escalate care and then transfer that patient once that acute issues are resolved. Then we will transfer that patient to the floor, to the medical floor. And during that time is when we will work with our colleagues. Sometimes we work with the surgeons, also collaborate care with a pulmonologist, a cardiologist, nephrologist. Also at the same time, we are also working with disciplinaries such as physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapist. And finally, once the patient has improved with their acute condition and they become more stable, then we work closely with our discharge planners to have a safe discharge for our patients in our community.
And I can't stress, just to unpack that a little bit, there is an immense amount that goes into an inpatient stay. And to have a team that is taking ownership of that patient's care, you just rattled off a lot of different team members that are involved in that care. Other physicians, support staff, nurses, pharmacy team. I mean, the list goes on and on. And to have a team, the hospitalist team, take true ownership, not only of the decision-making upon whether they should come into the hospital, but also during their stay and ultimately being involved in their discharge. And what a lot of people don't understand is the hospitalist team, a lot of times, plans the discharge follow-up after the stay. So the discharge process, Dr. George, coordinating other physician visits, coordinating specialty care, how does that go about? Do you have a team that helps with that too?
Yes. It kind of brings us onto the topic of this new program we started called the Hospitalist Outpatient Program. So discharge is crucial. Why? That is, it has to do with making sure the patient, once they're discharged, they do have appropriate follow-ups. We want to make sure that patients take their medications on time, and at the same time, they will follow up and will do as recommended by the hospitalist or the providers that discharge the patient. So we make sure that patient gets a follow-up within 5 to 7 days. This new program that we have started, the hospitalist outpatient program, if by any chance, if a patient cannot see their primary care provider within that time period, we have given it a choice for the patient. Hey, we are here for you, and we will see you in the clinic. If you are not able to make an appointment with your primary care provider, that does not mean we will continue to see those patients after their discharge, but it just means that we will bridge that gap till you see your primary care provider, as long as you have an appointment with that person. And coordinating all those care post-discharge is so crucial to make sure, especially those cardiac patients that need frequent monitoring of their labs, those weights. At the same time, patients who have underlying COPD, kidney disease, and chronic medical conditions, their care should be followed up within that time period.
Yeah, once a patient leaves the hospital, they're at risk of just coming right back to the hospital. And that's obviously what we don't want to have happen. We want them to leave the hospital and be medically improved and continue on with their life. And so that warm handoff, meaning going from the hospitalist inpatient team to the outpatient team, is critical in the overall health of the patient. So it sounds like you and your team do quite a bit to make sure that when the patient does leave the walls of the hospital, that they have that close follow-up, that they really have access to their downstream providers and physicians to minimize the risk of coming back to the hospital.
To add on to that point, Dr. Anderson, we also want to make sure that we give a handoff to their primary care providers. So we do write up a discharge summary and do send it to their primary care providers to really let them know what did we do and how did their care went and what needs to be followed up. So we have a discharge summary that gets automatically sent to their primary care providers for them to just take over the care. So that's one thing that I want to reiterate to our community and to our patients, that there is close follow-up. If there's no close follow-up, we do send a follow-up discharge summary to their primary providers.
And communication, just like in any other industry, is critical in healthcare. And that discharge summary and that plan, to be able to convey that to the primary care world and our physicians and colleagues and APPs, is immensely important to the success of the care of the patient. So that's wonderful. Dr. George, I've learned a lot about what the hospitalist is, the historical impact, where we're going with the hospitalist team, and their ever-expanding role in medicine and healthcare. Thank you for being on this episode of the Fortcast.
Thank you, Dr. Anderson.
We want to thank Dr. George again, and I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Please share it on your social media channels. Please also check out our full library on our website, as we have many more episodes of the Fortcast. Other than that, this is Dr. Anderson. I'm signing off. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.